Hey, you want to be famous?
Yeah.
It's time for Devil's Business.
You want to step into my my office?
Welcome to the Devil's Business Podcast. Now, here's your host, Patrick Johnny, and the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com.
I'm here with Aaron, a.k.a. Sofay, Nick, a.k.a. Alcoholic, and Marky, a.k.a. Marky. What's up, guys? Welcome to season three.
Oh, my God. Another season.
I like how we separate our seasons by we're too busy or tired to actually record anything for a couple months, and we're like, that's the end of one season.
We ended it there.
I was actually informed of the new season by, hey, this Sunday, we're recording the new season. I'm like, oh, so it's season three.
Yeah, that's how I was informed. Yes.
Hey, we're recording the new season.
What's funny is we actually...
Oh, it's the new season. Okay.
We've actually recorded a couple of episodes.
And they
since
sucked.
The last one.
They weren't
and
good.
We didn't even put them up. Because
you're welcome.
There wasn't enough of me in it.
Our 20-person listening public.
Yeah, they've been waiting.
Before shout out to Alex Barclay.
Oh, did you...
He'll be happy on the treadmill that we're back.
You know what? We should just...
yeah, Alex.
We should just, like, set an empty chair at the end of the table for him.
Right.
And just
out.
Pretend he's here.
Get
yeah.
a little cut out of
next
him.
Next time we see him, that's what we should do.
Just
like one of those Kathy Ireland fucking Sports Illustrated.
We'll get him in the Spartan race. It looks like he's covering doo-doo. Just sitting at the end of the
we
table.
Kid. We love you, Alex.
Did y'all like the new intro with the British guy instead of the porn star?
I couldn't tell what you're talking about. That's so noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fake porn star shit or whatever the fuck she was.
She wasn't fake.
She sucked. Sorry, Patrick.
He's
in charge of those.
Yeah, I get those recordings.
Oh, right. Okay. Hey, Patrick, I love you. Aaron, that fucking sucked, man.
So we decided after the porn star debacle of last season, we were going to church it up a tad by getting a British guy to do
British
it.
British guy, yeah.
I like the British guy.
I like to picture him like in a butler, you know.
Yeah, totally. With a serving tray.
His name is probably Ferguson.
Like, and it has a
tray of car bombs.
Yes.
Ferguson Belvedere.
Wakes you up with a little mist.
cucumber water misted upon you.
Man, I had a fucking massage. Sorry to take off.
Go ahead.
Side. I had a massage and they said, hey, would you like some water? Cucumber water. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Fuck it. Whatever.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It's terrible.
It is so good.
It's fucking nasty. It tastes like water with a cucumber in it.
I love cucumbers.
When you think about that,
well,
like,
at least it tastes
it's cool,
like cucumber. If it tastes like it's filtered through a jock strap, that'd be horrible.
Oh, no, yeah, that would be cum.
I'm glad that.
Water.
I'm glad that.
What are you doing
to
your jock straps? Wrestling with all the guys. Gets a little exciting.
You don't have a hard on when you're wearing a jock strap?
All right.
Season three. We're starting now.
Yeah, look, I'm glad you were asked that at the massage parlor because I heard when you were saying it. And I heard what you were saying, and I would have been thinking, wait, I thought I was just to give you the cucumber water. Why did I pay the extra $45?
This is how you get the $45 back. You go into the next room. It's a direct draw.
We just got through jerking this guy off in the next room. Would you like just to give you a little sip of that?
Salty. Before we go on with the show, we got to go to our sponsor, My Favorite Sin, Nick.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff going on. I've actually been referring to what's going on lately here as EDM Spring. Friday, April 3rd, we got Lost Kings. And by the way, we've got the center promo code for all of this stuff. So if you go to the website, click on the link, fill out the word center at the promo, you'll get you'll save on all kinds of crazy shit coming up. Dota Life, one of the big ones that's coming up that I'm really excited about is Borgor, man. That guy's nasty.
Yeah.
Some serious trap there. Borgus. And then, of course, world-renowned Paul Van Dyke. He's coming back in May. So.
Dude, that is always huge.
Isn't it?
Always.
It's
huge.
So
every
good.
Year.
It's so good. And then guess what, Aaron? Our fucking homeboy, hometown, Pensacola, Florida, fucking Eddie Gold is spinning this Thursday at the joint inside Tongue and Groove.
Oh, nice.
For IDC Presents that shit. And then.
IDC's taking over the joint?
They are doing the joint on
That's
Thursdays,
awesome.
Man. Yeah,
That's awesome.
It's a good time. It's
good,
a good
to see
time.
The kids coming up.
And then we went today. You guys had a good time. I had a great time. Sundays now, everybody, Buckhead Tavern. We got Sunday brunch and day party all day. That shit's fun.
Down there off Far Road across from the fish market.
Yeah, and if you want to also save up, I know it's a little while out, but Cinco de Mayo is right around the corner, so we got some savings on some Cinco de Mayo tickets here and some bar crawls over in the Highlands and shit. So
nice.
So check out
my
favorite
date
sin.
On that?
I'm not sure.
Anyway, let's get on with our first story, and this is a story that Nick and Aaron are a part of, and you're calling this... Blowing a porn star.
Oh, you're calling it that.
That's what you called it. I thought that was just a working title, and we were going to, we were throwing a, man, I don't even remember. I think it was like a Tuesday night at Lotus Lounge, and we were struggling. We were struggling to get people to come out. The place was kind of new, and it hadn't caught much buzz, and we somehow were just not building
even
it.
Even as we were struggling, we were wound up psychopaths.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were having a great time. We're, me and Nick were new to Atlanta and really just enjoying everything here. And we hadn't been there very long at all. Enough to get a drink. And I'm making my rounds to say hello to the people I knew. I noticed this. There was some people getting a lot of attention.
Right.
And when I went
and
over
you
there.
You wanted it for yourself.
Of course.
Well, yeah. What the fuck, people? So when I walked over, it there was these couple of girls and like Max and a few other people were sitting there talking to them and chatting them up. And I was like, okay, they got to be important. So I'm going to go in here and like, boo, say something inappropriate and make them hate me. Well, it turns out that one of the two girls is the wife of the owner of Insurrection, which is this adult toys novelty shop in Atlanta. And she's got a girl with her that I recognize at least from behind.
Why?
She is smoking hot. She's blonde, giant fake tits, and
oh my god, I know that type that Aaron likes.
Well, and Aaron didn't know who the fuck she was. He just knew she was a porn star, and he was like, "Dude, there's a fucking porn star over there." And I'm like, "That's Nikki Benz." He's like, "Yeah, man,
you know him by name?
What the fuck, man?"
Look, I go and I do my self-introductions or whatever and tell him who I am. And Nikki, she turns and looks at me and she was like, yeah, nice to meet you. Hey, do you know anybody's got any blow? I immediately was like, I don't know. I didn't have any blow. and I'm like, man, fuck, who do I know? Who do I know that's got blow? Somebody's got to have blow. And I was like, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what you say.
Yeah, no matter what. You say yes.
Even if Aaron has to go find it, buy it across the street, run down the MARTA station, he's going to find some blow.
Yeah, I'll do what it takes.
He's going to cut up some
dedicated.
Some laundry detergent.
I was about to say, scrape off some drywall. Hey, it's not really
look what I found. It's kind of rough.
Whatever I got to do. Man, I fucking break out. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what, I'll be back in a minute. Mm-hmm. And so I ran over to Nick. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Nick, I was just over talking to Nikki Benz. And she said, hey, do you know anybody's got some blow? And I was like, yeah, I got some blow. And he just cuts me off. He's like, yeah, I get it. Yes, get her. Meet me upstairs.
It's like, yes, childhood dreams are coming true. Yes.
So, and the thing is, man, oh, God.
But no, he kept going on.
Dreams.
He's like, yeah, he's like, no, we're going to go upstairs with the porn star. And then we're going to do blow with the porn star. And you're going to love it. It's going to be great. I was like, yeah, let's go right now. Turn me.
For some reason.
Stop selling.
Yeah, for some reason, I said yes. I expected him to, like, give me a harder time about it.
Why?
Like,
difficult.
Oh, God, no,
difficult
this
time.
Costs like $40.
Phrasing.
Fine. And fair enough. And so I expected it to be more difficult. And
and the entire club just sees us fucking grab these two. And then only them. Like
traipsing into the bathrooms.
They got it right because there's been times where a hot-ass chick is like, hey, man, you know anybody? Yeah, let's go upstairs. Okay, cool. Can my boyfriend come?
Yeah. Fuck. Oh, this trick in the book.
Right. But the insurrection chick and the porn star... Classy ladies, because they didn't bring anybody with them.
No, they blew off their whole fucking entourage.
They did. It was awesome. So that's what I'm saying. So then we just grab hands, like holding hands with these fucking two hot chicks, run upstairs, and I'm like, I'm like, Aaron, this is like legal tender, right? They're gonna like blow us.
Oh God, dude,
this is
a guarantee.
Guaranteed,
look,
like orgy right now,
yeah,
right?
Porn stars like. Bang the shit out of dudes just from like bringing up a pizza
for money. Or, that's worthless. Yeah, I have cocaine.
Like I've seen porn and how little you have to do to
bang
a porn
guess
star.
What?
Almost anything.
Cocaine better than pizza.
Damn right, it's better.
And they don't
than
even
pizza.
Want the pizza after you give them cocaine.
I know.
No, so that pizza's yours.
Winner.
Boom. I win again.
Can we get pizza after this?
Yes.
So this is an absolute going to happen because the thing is, it's pretty good coke too. And that really like makes the ladies horny. And
can we get that on a t-shirt?
Cocaine. It makes the ladies horny.
Gets girls horny.
But I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, Aaron. I don't really remember anything spectacular after we closed.
Well, when we went in there, we closed the door. We went into the bathroom. We closed the door.
At that point, your minds are racing and building the
story. I'm like taking my clothes off. He tells me to stop.
Nick
and I'm
does have that tendency just to start undressing when anything gets a little too sexy.
No, dude, we're just doing key bumps. Oh.
So, right, on my dick.
And the thing is, the girls aren't really talking, so like we're like doing our banter, like this kind of shit right here, which
being hilarious.
I don't understand how they weren't blowing us right then. Like it wasn't just like straight to the blow on.
It's a blow for a blow, right?
Right, boom,
boom, boom.
And but no, we had to sit there, and then every they got some bumps and everything. They're like, ah, and they get a little giggly, and that's when the lady starts telling us a little bit about how much she hates her fucking husband, the owner of Insurrection.
Which you're like, that's perfect.
And if y'all are still married, I'm just making this shit up for dramatic effect. But if not, seriously, bitch is talking shit about you behind your back, bro. Like mad shit. And
I don't remember that part. So
and Nikki Benz is like, she's sitting there, just kind of laughing or whatever, and like, but the blow was picking them up clearly, and I was like, okay, this is going. It's on, and I'm like, fuck, sweet. Okay, and I'm thinking about the house. I'm like, all right, I got my red sheets on. I got those red lamps by my bed. So we'll go there. And they're like, sweet, well, thanks. Oh, my God, we need to go back down to our table. I'm like, absolutely, let's go back down to your table. Me and Nick are being totally cash. Like, don't want to, like just hang on them, you know what I mean? So we're like, oh, we're going to stop at the upstairs bar and, like, do a shot. And then as soon as they're out of your reach, we're like, oh, fuck yeah, this is going to happen.
Dude,
man,
there was more self-fives than I've ever done in my
boom!
Life.
I was like, I love Atlanta. Oh, God.
Yeah, I think we did a shot for Atlanta right there.
We did. We're just so excited. So and we're just celebrating and celebrating and celebrating and drinking some shots and having a good time. And we're like, now let us go collect our poontang.
Our professional poontang.
Our professional poontang. Holy shit, dude. Skrilla. Blow our mind.
This is called club cred.
So we turn around and we look back down there at that corner under the DJ booth, that big table over there. Well, nobody there.
No one's there.
They left.
They forgot us. They forgot, like, they were probably looking all over for us. There were dozens of people there. I can see how you would get
lost.
There was tens of 20s.
Maybe they sent one of their people and like, oh, my God, go get those huge cock guys.
You know, when we were high-fiving, I saw, like, a 300-pound bodyguard looking for somebody. I think he was looking for us.
Must have been looking for us,
totally.
Dude.
To do what to you?
To make sure.
Have super awesome sexy time.
To make sure that we.
With him?
That we fucking stayed.
Whoever, man.
Because they went downstairs to their table and said, look, we just did some blow with these fucking creepers. Just make sure they don't get anywhere near us. You know what? I'm kind of uncomfortable.
They're high-fiving.
We should just leave.
They're high-fiving over there. I know that they think we're gonna fuck them, so we got to go.
God damn it.
Every
you don't
time.
Think that's what they really thought, do you?
The most upsetting thing
I always
is,
imagine she's out there still looking for me, and that's why in every porn since then, I always see, like, in her left eye when she looks off, yes, towards the east, that you're just this little thing.
I love it in porn where they put the compass in the corner though, so you know where it's facing.
I know.
Where the sun is setting.
I can just feel it by looking at pictures.
All right. Well, we're going to go to our second story. Marky, we're doing your story now, and it's called No Chance of a Touchdown, or You Can't Split My Uprights. I feel like there's a football player involved.
Yeah, good call. Yeah, so when I was in college.
Do we want to call names?
Brody Croyle.
And he was the guy that was playing at University of Alabama.
Yes, he was Mr. Big Quarterback at Alabama.
And he went on, he got picked he up went, by the Chiefs, I think. He went,
yeah, third round,
nothing.
83rd pick.
Yeah, he did nothing.
Or 85th or something.
Something like that, yeah.
And I don't know numbers. Yeah. So what we would do on the weekends, because, you know, it's boring as fuck when you don't have anybody there, and you know. So we go to Tuscaloosa, and we are walking around, and it was Saturday night, and it was after a football game and had, you know, gone on. And I'm an Auburn fan, so this is like my
which
hell.
You couldn't get into.
No, I could get into, you son of a bitch. I couldn't afford it. There's a difference. And we go out to this bar, and sure as shit, Brody Croyle's there, and all the girls who are going, and I'm like, oh, spare me. So I go to the bar, I get a drink, I'm walking, like, I turn to go away from the bar, and he's standing right there in front of me, and I was like, excuse me, can I get by you real quick? And he's like, yeah, why don't I buy you a drink? And I was like, how about you not? I just got one, you know, thanks.
Out of my way, you big bitch.
Yeah. And I mean, and you know, like, and he's got everybody like around him. So it's like, there's not just one person to get around. It's him and his little,
his
you know,
line.
Posse. Yeah. His offensive line pretty much. So there, he's like, no, here, let me get you a drink. And I was like, no, really, I just got one. And I like took a sip of it and like, yeah, delicious. Got what I wanted. Now move.
I hope this love story turns out the way
I feel a glass shoe coming on.
Football players take no for an answer.
Yeah, pretty much. So he basically, the guys behind him are like his offensive line, except they're like playing his defense now. So they're like building this. Yeah, they're like blocking me, so I can't get
in.
Oh my God, yes. And so I'm like being pushed back into the bar. Like they're like pretending they're trying to get a drink, pushing me into this bar.
He's a pocket passer. That's his move.
Guess I'm just going to drink this drink right here then with all these big, huge guys around me. And, you know, it started to get, like, hot. There was that much, like...
It's like all those guys.
So I'm, like, forcing my way. So I take my heel and I step on one of the guy's foot.
Nice.
And he's like, ah, and he moves back a little bit. And I'm like, an opening. And I try to, you know, shoot the gap and get the hell out of there.
That's what he was trying to do.
Yeah, pretty much. Except I was successful. Until he pulled my hair to pull me back to talk to him.
Well,
and he
sexy.
Said, don't you know who I am?
Oh, I love that line.
Oh, man, that shit always works.
Coupled with a hair pull, that's a slam dunk.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know how.
You're not gooey
if
right
you
now.
Said, yeah. If you weren't moist.
Are you guys still together?
Such a weird word.
When is the wedding? How? Like,
yeah. So I.
What's the floral pattern on the plates?
So he pulls me by my hair and says, don't you know who I am? Why are you walking away from me? And I I've never done this before, but I pimp slapped him with like backhanded. And he was shocked. He just looked. And I know it didn't really hurt him or anything because. I'm not
strong. But
you're
feisty.
I am. I'm like a dynamite steak that just like got lit.
It's a fire plug.
Seriously. So, and I was like, do you know who I am? And I don't give a fuck who you are. I know who you are. War motherfucking eagle. And I got all up in his face. And
God.
Man.
All colleges are going.
All Bama indignant.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
War eagle, you dumb bitch.
It was in Alabama.
How did he handle that? Or was he into it? Because obviously
no,
he likes
so
it rough.
So at this point, I've not only now just absolutely like been all weird and, you know, done the little girl slap. And then I went redneck with the War Eagle. Now he's got his offensive line behind me and they're just standing there. And I tried to like back up a little bit and that didn't really work at all. No. He was furious. And he's like, no. Oh, how dare you say that to me? You're in Tuscaloosa. Da 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 da. And he starts going off. And
that's valid.
Yeah. I mean, of course it was valid.
Respect.
But yeah, whatever. I, you know, immediately start going into, you know, all this, the reasons why people who like Alabama are stupid. And
thought you were going to win that conversation in Tuscaloosa?
No, I just thought I was going to win that conversation because I was drunk. There's a difference.
You know what? Fair enough.
It's like running in the middle of Israel and be like, look, let me tell you what Hitler did right. Like, you're just going to fuck it all up.
It's horrible.
I thought Nikki Benz was going to blow me.
I mean, you know, drunk is...
That's more in the realm of reality.
It's a state of mind. It's a state of mind. And
perfect.
It affects the way your brain works. And so so I ended up running, and Cinderella did lose a glass slipper that night. I
nice.
Ran out of the bar and lost
my Birkenstocks went flying. I'm out.
That was an expensive pair of Crocs, okay?
I mean...
How's your chance to leave your address on the podcast for Brody so that he can come find you and return that shoe?
It's somewhere off of Roswell Road.
Y'all are made for each other.
Behind Johnny's.
Don't tell him where I live.
All right.
I hate you so much. I'm glad I live with two guys.
The last thing we're going into is we're going to talk about background acting because I can now finally talk about it. I had finally broached into the world of doing background acting and being an extra in movies.
Congrats. You filled out a piece of paper.
Exactly. I returned an email. I got to be on that movie Insurgent, right? I wasn't supposed to talk about it until they released it. Thank God they released it. So I could see the 2 weeks of work that I put in all fucking day on set.
Yeah, and he would be there all, I mean, he would leave like hours before I go to work.
Right.
He's
come back after
he hours later.
Yeah, it's normally 10 to 12 hour days.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's bullshit.
So I ended up doing this whole movie. I was really excited. They just released it last weekend, and Aaron and I went to the premiere. And I was like, man, I don't know what scene they kept. I was like, I know at one point I had a mark where I was, I'm going to be in the fucking movie. I got to meet all the celebrities. That's the other thing. Insurgent really doesn't have like big name celebrities or anything. So you're not meeting anybody.
It doesn't devalue it. It's still cool as shit.
It's cool.
I love doing extra work.
I did the rap party.
You just sit around and eat all day and talk to people who have met famous
people. That's all
people,
acting
you,
is waiting in line and eating food.
Yeah, that was it. That was background acting. Yeah. And it was fantastic. And I had a great time.
It's a great lifestyle.
Well, we got to go see the movie, and I'm sitting there waiting for a couple scenes I see that I know that I was in the
You're song. Waiting to go, there I am.
Yeah, look, there's me.
The whole premiere experience was awesome. It's a day before it gets released out into the theaters,
red
and
carpet.
They made a big deal. It's tons of giveaways, and everybody's dressed nice except for Patrick.
I'm the
truth.
I was dressed like a dauntless rebel, motherfucker.
And like before the fucking movie, the theater's packed with all the background actors and everything. They're introducing some of the people who were there, like the associate directors and all this stuff, and the casting agents and all this. And it was really cool.
What was also great is because anybody that wasn't the main star, if you saw anybody in the background, they're in the room with you.
Yeah, they were all in that theater. And so I thought it was really fucking cool. And I'm like trying to pick out people that I thought might be.
The problem was, I had mentioned to Aaron that I was doing it. He got really amped. He told his boss that I was doing this movie. His boss got amped. Aaron started talking me up to everyone in the office, and then his boss started talking me up to everyone in the office. And
so
his,
you had a backup entourage?
And his
We were all deep.
And there I was. Did you see it?
Hold on. Because at this point, I start noticing I'm not in any of the scenes. I see, the places that we go to.
Yeah.
Chronicles of Patrick's puckering asshole.
Not one of them. And because
I could feel the tension.
Right before we went in, Aaron's like, you got real quiet about this movie release, worried that your mouth cashed some checks. I'm like, I didn't cash any checks, motherfucker. It was your mouth. He goes, I know, but now you got to cash those checks.
Yeah,
that I just wrote
them.
And so we're in this path.
Talked you up, man. I made a bunch of promises I can't
keep. All these people are here because I said you were awesome.
Right. And he's like, there's no way you spent 14 days on this fucking movie and get hours
you
spent.
You have you ever been close to Hollywood? They will cut a year and just say, haha, sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
So
a year.
We end up going to in the last minute and a half of the movie, you see a blurry Patrick with a dumb smile on his face walk across the, and that's it. It's like a couple seconds, and that's it. And you just see his blurry, smiley Patrick, and that's it.
So roll credits.
Yes. And then bam.
It almost was.
But at that point, I'm sitting there starting to sweat. People are looking at me, and I'm like, finally, they see me walk across.
Holy fucking Luya, dude.
It was a half court shot at the buzzer, and I was like, oh, thank God. You can next.
Where's my free car?
Right. It was so close, but you can't miss him. He's right between the two stars, and it really is silly.
But I did get. What I did was I made friends with a guy that did get to be totally featured in the movie. AJ, he's been on the podcast. Shout out to him. Hashtag all of us.
All of us.
That was the line he shouted out over the crowd, and see him saying it. I'm like, oh, God damn it.
So good. His scenes that he was in, he's like, no, less days than Patrick. He was there last day.
He was like there 5 days total. But one of the days that the scene that he filmed, we were all standing outside in the tent. And he kind of goes, hey, I'm going to head back down to the set. I'm like, well, they didn't call for us. He goes, yeah, but I know there's still a lot of people still down there. I'm just going to go down and check it out. I'm like, well, they just put the chicken out. I was like, I'm going to go get the chicken. He goes, all right, I'll see you in a minute. I didn't see it for 3 hours. So he comes back and goes, dude, it was awesome. We got to yell at the camera and all the blah. I'm like, what? Yeah. That was the scene he was in it because I was eating chicken the whole time. So every time
he's
I watch
chicken and AJ's being in the movie and yelling all of us like right over the star's shoulder, and you can't miss him, and he looks so handsome.
Dude, yeah. I actually had the pleasure. I was a background actor myself.
Right.
I got to be one of the people, like, whenever, because there's a point where the one of the ADs will come out and they'll ask a certain situation of all the background actors, who's comfortable with what, raise your hand, and you might be picked for this fucking scene. So I was dating this girl.
You
at
always
the time.
Raise your hand for that.
No shit. No,
always.
No, you do not.
Are there asshole lickers right here? What?
wait.
Well, they came out and they were like, hey, are there any couples here that are comfortable with making out on film? And I'm like, right here.
I've already made a couple of videos. I saw this.
What was
Nikki Benz as a reference?
Yeah, world renowned.
What's the name
kid.
Of the movie?
The Collection. It was cool. The Collector Part 2, the horror movie. And it's on Netflix.
Right.
And what's great about this is if you want to see me, you only have to invest about 3 minutes because it's in the first 3 minutes and that's it because I die.
All right, well, if you go see Insurgent, awesome. Show up late.
Yeah,
in mine, get a popcorn, play a couple video games.
I got mowed down by a giant combine. It was great.
You know how many dreams I've had about that with you? Just give me a combine in an afternoon.
But yeah, it was great because like in that whole club scene, like every time that there was like a scene, my buddy BJ would be like, Nick, stand over there. Okay, Nick, stand over there. And he'd get me right in the back of the scene. And then a bunch of my friends that were there were actually in some of the cutting room floor shit, but they asked us like, who wants to make out? And I'm like, yeah, I do. And then we
who wants to make out? I'll do it. And with the girl though,
and much like Patrick, I got my 0.25 seconds, buddy. That's right there. It's because Patrick got to be a dauntless rebel and like actually had a character. Now I didn't have a character. I was like fucking chewed up piece of meat, you know, number 30. Because like I'll tell you though, because we were only on that set for like 3 days, because we all came out of there looking like fucking zombies, just covered in head to toe in blood. And there was a roadblock, and the guy was like, he walks up to the window, and I roll it down, and me and my girlfriend are looking at him, and we are fucking just covered in fucking black brown.
Cop's like, and he's like, where are you coming from? I don't know. What did you hear? Yeah.
Oh my God, it was fucking hilarious.
Perfect. That's awesome. Gonna roll that straight into the vent. Cock,
God, balls. Ah, Aaron bitch. Doesn't know what to do.
You hate this segment.
I hate this.
You hate the segment.
Oh, I hate you now.
The event is the part where we get to bitch about the shit that pisses us off. It's never racist. It's never sexist or anti-Semitic, but it could be racist, sexist, and anti-Semitic. And we're going to start the event off. Aaron and I are actually going to bitch about something. We learned in my new career as a extra, no big deal. That
background actor. All I like that
yeah, background actor doesn't sound as horrible. We found out that all background actors are half drifter.
Like, boxcar yep. Willies. Every one of them.
Hobos with a bow tie?
Here's what the problem is. One of the first extras I started kind of hanging out with and talking to was AJ.
He spoiled it. Solid
cat. He started coming hanging out with us.
Nice car. Liked to go do things.
Yeah, he wanted to come party.
Had his own money.
Is it borrowing from you?
Nice. Yeah, he barely knew Nick on Nick's birthday, and it chipped in $100 for the VIP table, shit like that. Like, really?
Solid dude.
Solid cat. We come over.
Didn't know he was a microcosm?
Yeah, and that he's such a rarity. He's a unicorn in the whole thing.
A black astronaut?
Exactly.
Really?
What? So then, do you know what they call a black astronaut?
What? A black astronaut?
No, an astronaut. You racist son of a bitch.
It's like a unicorn.
So anyway.
The white unicorn.
I figured that they're all cool like this. And I knew that a lot of guys were kind of coming from out of town and shit like that. And I wanted to make sure I stayed in the scene, kept my ear to the ground on what was going on. So with the few guys I kind of started chatting with, I was like, yeah, if you ever need a place to crash for the night or something, blah, blah, blah. We have a guest.
You opened up Pandora's box.
So dumb that I did that because immediately started getting eaten up by everybody. Every extra.
We got a place to crash, people. Yeah, come on in.
Check out the Ackworth Extra Hostel.
Yeah, Lionsgate Flophouse.
Yeah, jeez. It started being they were
Miramax.
All of a sudden, you hear guitar and kumbaya coming from the basement.
They want me to pick them up from different places. They want me to pick them up from the airport, drive them back to my house.
You're like, you know, I drive a Chevy, right?
Yeah, it just starts being this. It turned into this total flop house. We had somebody stay here for like about 5 days, and basically he wore out the welcome for all the rest of the background.
Wow. What did you tell me, Aaron?
That happened to me on a movie too, though. There was a guy there who was like, seemed really nice. There was a girl there who like seemed really nice. So, you know, I started talking to them when we were in the little food tent, and apparently I agreed to let both of them crash at my house that night. Yeah, my ex-roommate, who is super anal about everything. She comes back from work, she comes back from work. We get there late because we were filming late. She gets up at 8 a.m. and she's like, who the fuck are these people on my couch? And I was like, first of all.
What's that smell?
That's the thing I was trying to sell to Aaron because I was like, oh, they're like AJ. And you like this whole acting thing, right? And he's just like, not anymore. It's all stupid.
Yeah, the first morning I come down, you know, come and go to go get some coffee, and there's shirtless
in your own,
hobo
yeah.
in my own house at my coffee machine.
Helping himself.
Yeah, we don't do shirtless coffee.
Is that your chest hair wrapping over my coffee cup?
Yeah, like, I don't know if you're familiar with craft services here, but help yourself to the coffee. Hey, Dick. Stay out of my K-cups.
You know how hard it is to find breakfast blend right now?
God, it's so good.
Marky, you have something you want to bitch about. Facebook bitches?
If that could be just a category of my life, it would. I try to avoid Facebook because this morning I go and I'm open up Facebook, first thing on the newsfeed, post of someone sharing a political whatever.
Great.
Yeah. And so I was like, all right, so scrolled past that. Then the next thing on there is something that's very trivial, like an event.
Right.
And I start reading the comments, and you can tell there's previous comments, and it's these two girls. The guy who wrote the post isn't even commenting.
Not even chiming in.
Not even chiming in. He's like, nope, I'm out. He's just like eating popcorn, reading the comments, you know, like the rest of us are.
Right.
And it's these two girls going back and forth about, because one of them, it was this girl passed out on 285.
Right.
And she was passed out in the car on 285, stopped. And her foot was on the brake, but she was like passed out, and it was like raw footage. This is like last night or two nights ago or something. And so there, at least, you know, one of the girls wrote, at least her makeup's on point. You are what's wrong with the world. At least her makeup's on point. And then it gets into this argument of, you know, because one of them in her profile picture is holding a baby. So it starts, oh, you're a bad mother. Oh, man. Good God. This is Facebook, people.
I love about Facebook. It's most ill-informed people having something to want to talk about.
Oh, I'm like, oh, great. God. It's like, seriously, because you can copy and paste a link, now you're a genius on the subject?
Right.
Because she has a baby in her profile, now you're going to talk about how she's
a mom?
She
got knocked up by some club kid that never called her back, and now I need to be treated like a mother. It's like, no, you're a whore.
Credibility.
Yeah, that's having a baby does not give you credibility. It gives you a burden.
Speaking of Facebook bitches, Nick, you don't like the term literally anymore.
Literally hate it.
You literally,
literally
hate it.
It's so like literally bad.
No, I have this thing about like hyperbole and how I think it's, I can also.
Well, you're not alone. I think everyone kind of hates the overuse of literally.
But yeah.
Literally died. Stop posting.
I remember a Dane Cook bit when his girlfriend was like, "There was literally a million fire trucks. A million fire trucks.
I remember
no,
that.
There was not. They would all be fucking like in the way." And like, I can't stand it. And people say that all the time. And I love watching that show, Archer.
Yes.
And because I feel like the writers of that show are with me, because a lot of the time in that show, Archer will be like, I am figuratively starving to death, because that's the proper use of the fucking word. Right. I am not. If you're literally starving to death, you're fucking dead. Don't sit there and say, oh my God, I want a fucking burger. I am literally starving to death. No, you're not. I am literally going to tear her eyes out. No, you're not. You're going to bitch about it to me. I am literally going to fucking smash my car. No, you're not. You're going to hit your brakes like a normal human being.
There's something better than in a podcast having Nick all cranked up, because now we got to deal with him. Anybody else have anything else they need to share? Get off the chest? No? Cool.
America.
America.
Fuck yeah.
Well, if you have any stories about meeting a celebrity, or if you just got something you want to vent about, you can send us an email at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com. Explain your story. We'll read it on the air.
Literally.
Literally read it on the air.
We will literally.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
I will figuratively lose my mind.
Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye.
Deuce.
Literally.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.